Cookie, the look on your face probably tells us what we think, but for the benefit of those listening, put that into words for us.
Yeah, awful. Probably the worst display and performance we've had in a long, long time, probably since we've been in Premier League.
What would you put that down to?
I don't know. individuals not being at it, myself included. Don't know. It was just a neutral looking that game. I would say Bournemouth are, I don't know, had no identity, no spark, no enthusiasm, no desire. And it was a terrible performance.
I guess the thing that will confuse people is that obviously on the training ground you work all week and everything that you did last season, and all of a sudden it can just disappear at the door at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's very frustrating because, like I say, we work extremely hard in the week. And then we look at a different side on us at the moment, which needs to change because we've had two games that you look at and you should be picking up points, and now you've got Man City and Arsenal the next two. So the next two are very daunting, and something needs to change very quickly.
Is it more frustrating because of the opponents? They're the teams that you'll be competing within the table you would expect come the end of the season?
No, I think it's more disappointing over the two games. We haven't looked like a Bournemouth team. We haven't looked anywhere near a Premier League team. So, it doesn't matter who you play. We could have been playing in League Two today and still not got a result because we were that poor.
The goals that you conceded, I mean, they missed a couple of good chances before they went in front. How do you reflect on the goals that went in?
Yeah, the goals were come from us giving the ball away cheaply, and we eventually got punished because, like I said, they had a few before then. Giving the ball away and in this league again, I thought Smudger was unlucky because he made the first block, and then in the end he's just had a tap in, and then the second goal was a nice finish, but it was poor defending, poor as from the whole team, and the characters, big characters on the side, haven't really got us going throughout the game. We needed a spark and it never came, and again the game's passed us by and we're sitting low down on 8 points.
And how difficult is it to drag yourself when you realise it is looking like one of those days and what you're trying isn't happening and you're giving the ball away? How easy is it to drag yourself out of that and say, come on, because it looks like it's been difficult?
Yeah, it's very difficult, and it showed today because as soon as that one goal went in, everything went. The whole atmosphere in the stadium, from the players, from the fans, just diminished really. But the game was on a knife edge really. We were playing poorly. It could have gone either way. They got the goal and it seemed that we just kind of give up, and it's very unlike us, and I'm not sure why. But saying that, we're two games in. It's a long way to go, a lot of football to play, but we need to really back our ideas up because we don't want to be in this position come another game.
And finally, I know the manager will probably rotate some players, but is it useful now to have Birmingham as an opportunity in the Cup to try and get things?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect game for us to play in now. Players who aren't in the team to fight for that shirt, and hopefully we get a win and build a little bit of momentum, and whoever does play has got a great chance to put themselves in the manager's eye and get in that team for Saturday.